Fest from 4 till 5 p.m.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
The metric system is the tool of the devil. My target's 40 rods to the hog's head, and that's the way I like it.
Cross. Over, if I ever have
a set.
Microphone. Hold her talk to microphone.
Just a minute.
Bump.
It just broke. Boom.
That's unusual.
Hold on. I'll try to fix it.
Anything. Hey, could you turn my headphones down just a hair?
Equipment here to not work?
Yeah.
It's unheard of.
A little bit.
Let me try.
That's good. There you go.
My goodness.
Shaking
well,
the wax.
Here we are. Here we are again. Here we are on a Monday.
Columbus Day.
Columbus Day, the 12th day of October, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, that's the 3rd of June.
You know, this is the biggest holiday.
I know.
You know, I try to do this every year. I keep digging more and more every year. I have some more Christopher Columbus information to share with
everyone. Because, folks, we're honoring and closing banks and other businesses over a guy who was drunk and couldn't find his way and got lost and thought he was somewhere where he wasn't. This is and America is named for Amerigo Vespucci, not Christopher Columbus. Where's his day?
Yeah.
Where's Vespucci Day? It doesn't make any sense. And yes, part of it is bitterness that you banking people and federal people, state people, and postal people, you don't have to work today.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm glad we work today. After reading what I've read,
you don't want to honor
this
him.
Man. I do not. Yeah, nobody should be honoring Christopher Columbus.
Well, why don't you just share it with us now?
All right.
Is this Burt segment stuff?
I think so.
Let's just jump right in. Does anybody have anything to say? The answer to that is yes. Here's Eon the Peter.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
It is Columbus Day once again. So,
did you know I almost went to First Community Day because I never remember it's Columbus Day.
Yeah.
It means nothing to me.
I
didn't go. Thank goodness.
Yeah. So, you know, famous 1492 Columbus Day.
The ocean blue.
And
what's
the
rest
time,
of that? I remember in school we did that. Is there more to it?
By the way, in
1492, that's not really. It doesn't have the right rhythm.
No, Columbus sailed.
You'd say
the
way
ocean.
Back in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
He was drunk.
He got it on with a girl named Sue.
Yeah,
which turned out to be a boy named Sue.
He had three ships and left from Spain. He sailed through sunshine, wind, and rain.
Start the beginning.
Okay, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. He had three ships and left from Spain. He sailed through sunshine, wind, and rain. He sailed by night. He sailed by day. He used the stars to find his way.
Then found out that he was gay.
A compass also helped him know how to find the way to go. 90 sailors were on board. Some men worked while others snored. Then the workers went to sleep and others watched the ocean deep. Day after day, they looked for land. They dreamed of trees and rocks and sand. October 12th, their dream came true. You never saw a happier crew. Indians, Indians, Columbus cried. His heart was filled with joyful pride. But India, the land was not. It was the Bahamas, and it was hot. The Arakawa natives were very nice. They gave the sailors food and spice. Columbus sailed on to find some gold to bring back home, as he'd been told. He made the trip again and again, trading gold to bring to Spain again and Spain.
Well, again, you know, if you're British.
Mm-hmm. The first American, no, not quite, but Columbus was brave and he was bright.
He's stupid.
Not so much.
He was drunk and he was
first
stupid.
American.
He was a bad explorer.
Not so right. Then he discovered the Bahamas, but the Indians were there.
Why?
So Leif Erikson technically found the New World 500 years before Columbus had ever set sail. So let's.
This should be Erickson Day.
Yeah, Leif Erickson Day. That's on SpongeBob. They celebrate Leif Erickson Day.
Let me see. So he quote unquote finds the new world.
Who's the guy who sailed by himself? Leif me alone.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
So he showed up and he sees that, hey, there's people here, but I'm going to, and he liked their gold jewelry that they wore. So
so he stole it.
He killed them.
He took note in his journal, and that source of gold became his primary objective all the times he went back and forth. Let me see. He described them as healthy, generous, hospitable people. When the Santa Maria
Who's these? People in America?
Yes.
But they were called Americans.
The Lucayan natives. Lucayan natives. So they were very hospitable. The Santa Maria was shipwrecked. They worked for hours to rescue the ship, saving the crew and cargo. So when he returned home, he took 25 of the natives with him. Of those 25, only 7 survived the voyage. Where there was kindness in the natives, Columbus saw weakness. He concluded in his journal entry with the fact, I could conquer the whole of them with 50 men and govern them.
The whole of them?
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, that's gay.
Well, yeah, he is gay then.
I will conquer the whole of them.
I could conquer them with 50 men and govern them as I pleased.
That's gay. That's gay talk.
I guess if you're at sea that long. You know.
So he came back to Spain, told the queen this new world was saturated in wealth and prosperity beyond her wildest dreams. So she in turn gave Columbus 17 ships, 1,500 men, and an arsenal of swords, crossbows, and cannons.
I didn't know about this.
And what did he said they were hospitable, very generous people. So he,
we only knew
they
the
took a bunch
of
weapons and men
Santa Maria.
Back. Yeah. So he came back armed to the teeth. He demanded the Lucayan people give him his food, give his men food and gold, and allow them to have sex with his women. Because he said how hospitable they were. So
that is hospitable.
Yeah. When they refused, Columbus responded by ordering
that's
their...
what he meant by conquered the whole of them.
Yeah. When the Lucayans refused, he responded by ordering that their ears and noses be cut off.
Whoa.
So that the new disfigured defenders could return to their villages and serve as a warning to others. Eventually, the natives rebelled. So Columbus saw this as a perfect excuse to go to war with heavily armed troops. It wound up being a very short war, of course, because the natives only had spears, rocks, and other primitive tools. There are eyewitness accounts of fallen Lucayan warriors being fed to hunting dogs while they were still alive, screaming and wailing in agony as the dogs feasted on their limbs and entrails. And this is the day we're celebrating today, Columbus Day.
Do you know what the Brittany tree is?
Brittany tree, no. I'm not
it's aware. A very hard wood. It's like the... What's hard wood? Give me an example of a hard wood. Pine is a soft wood.
Here it comes.
What's a hard wood? Walnut? Is that
oak? Is oak a hard
oak,
wood?
That's pretty hard. This is harder than that. And they made tools from it. They made Brittany spears from it.
Yeah. I figured.
Thank you. Dan, you were right. Here, it was coming.
So after winning the war, Columbus still didn't have all the gold he wanted. So,
well, not, who does?
Yes, not wanting to return home to the queen empty-handed, he rounds up 500 natives, chains them below the decks of his ships, and returns them to Spain so they could be sold as slaves. And of those, of the 500, 300 survived the voyage. So that was a better percentage than last time, I think. Three-fifths. Another 500 natives were enslaved and kept in the New World. They were forced to feed, care for, and even carry Columbus's men around on their backs.
Good grief.
This resulted in many Lucayans fleeing into the mountains to escape enslavement. Columbus's men took to hunting these refugees down for sport, and after murdering them, using their bodies as dog food.
Wow.
Despite all these awful shenanigans, Columbus still did not have enough gold.
I don't call that shenanigans.
Well, kind of I think the writer here is taking some liberty.
Killing people and feed them to the dogs.
Columbus still didn't have all the gold he wanted, so he set up a tribute system whereby natives who brought him gold would receive a token to wear around their necks. The token gave them a sort of get-out-of-jail-free card for a few months, so they wouldn't be required to produce gold until the token expired.
He's like a gangster?
Yes.
He's like these guys that you buy insurance. It's, you know, you pay me or I'll kill you.
Exactly. Any native without a token who was caught not meeting their gold quota was punished. The punishment? Instead of wearing a token around their neck, Columbus's men would cut off the natives' hands and force them to wear those instead.
They wore their own hands.
Well, they wore their hands as
around
a necklace.
Their neck. This guy was like a criminal gangster killer.
So wow. He finally got, after this, he finally was getting some of the gold that he was wanting. So he began rewarding his lieutenants with sex slaves, particularly young girls who had been forced into sex slavery. In a letter to a friend, Columbus remarked upon how girls between the ages of 9 and 10 could be used as currency.
This guy was everything bad.
Yes.
Wow, he was.
He was into the prostitution of young women, minors, stealing, killing.
It's estimated that over the next 50 years, the final death toll from post-Columbian disease, you know, all the diseases that all the people brought to all these natives, and starvation was in the range of 3 to 5 million people.
Wow.
Why didn't we learn this in school? In grade school, where was this?
All we heard about was the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria, right?
And so all this Columbus exporting gold from the New World, it led to the gold economy of the Gold Coast in Africa to go down. So this led to a rise of African slaves because they needed to churn up the gold trade there. And so it led to... It inadvertently makes Columbus the father of the transatlantic slave trade.
Wow.
Yes.
Why do we have Columbus Day? Who started Columbus Day? When did it start?
I have it here. It was established in the 1930s by a Catholic organization known as the Knights of Columbus. They wanted a male Catholic role model their kids could look up to, so they pressured Roosevelt into making it a federal holiday. I assume this is true. I don't know. Somebody did a lot of research here, so...
But that's true. We also have the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah, there is Knights of Columbus.
So
I'm not going to join it now that I know this.
So he has, good old Christopher Columbus has the same honor as Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King Jr.
I get those days.
Columbus Day is on the same level. It's a federal holiday, so it's on the same level as...
Washington, Lincoln,
and you hear nothing about the guy who really, really made it happen. Christopher Akron.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Ohio humor right there.
Ohio humor.
All Ohio humor all the time.
Christopher Akron.
So thank you to
Or Bill Cleveland.
Where did I see
Oh, he's on later.
I thought I had somebody who it just says the oatmeal. I don't know who that is who compiled all this information, but.
Oatmeal?
It was a good read.
And the woman, you know, even women back then, some of them were great explorers. Take Maddie Cincinnati, for example.
Cincinnati. She was a prostitute, too, but she... Yeah.
All these great Ohioans.
And I heard it's not even a big day
in Columbus, Ohio?
In Italy. You know, it's supposed to be a big Italian holiday.
They're embarrassed about it.
Right. They don't even celebrate.
Or Spain, where he went to, what's her name, Isabella.
Yeah.
They're probably embarrassed. Hey, aren't you folks? No! No, we had nothing to do with him. Christopher Columbus.
So he basically kind of started slavery and everything else?
Yes.
Man.
He discovered a land where people were already settled on.
Yeah. Way to go, Chris.
Yeah, way to go. That's real exploring. Yeah. Somebody else has already done all the legwork.
Yes. Look what I found.
And take their stuff.
Hey, we already found it. No, you didn't.
Take their stuff and their young girls.
Well, yes, we did.
Folks. That's why a lot of you are off work today.
Yes.
Celebrating the life
of
this scumbag, Christopher Columbus. Did you have anything
else? I had one more thing. No. That story I mentioned last week about the guy who bought Google.com for a minute.
Right.
He was rewarded by by Google. Because they have a bug bounty where if you find a bug on their website, you know, like a problem, he found this that revealed a weakness in their domain buying program. So they gave him a reward and he donated it to an Indian Educational Foundation. So
what an idiot.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for Google.
What, do you know how much it was? Does it say?
No, the reward, no. He bought the Google.com for $12.
I know, but
so they gave him
a
reward. He gave it to the Indians to make up for what Columbus did.
Maybe.
Here you go. I'm sorry.
Sorry about Chris.
That was it. That was all I had.
And now we turn to Dan Strauss. Dan, anything?
Well, over the weekend, we played at the Florissant fall.
We played.
Festival.
We played. Was it?
I don't
we
remember
played.
Playing
you,
anywhere.
You and somebody played on a Ferris wheel or
our band. Our
playground
band. The band.
Or
yeah, the band. The Southside Johnny Band. We played.
You never heard of them.
Florissant Fall Festival. It's the first time. I grew up in Florissant.
Yeah.
And this thing's been going on.
You've not really ever grown up. You lived there.
Well, yeah, I lived there as a child. Yeah. And I live there again now. This thing's been going on for 18 years. They shut down St. Francis Street for 11 blocks and chili cook-offs, all sorts of things. And it's a huge ordeal. Like 35,000 people show up there, and it was crazy maxed out. And we got
35,000 people watched you play?
No. 35,000 people up and down
me?
The street.
Do you realize? Are you losing it?
What?
He called me Max. He called me Max Stout. I don't even know who that is. He said it was crazy, Max Stout. Who's Max Stout?
I don't know. I'm not. Maybe I met a Max Stout there.
I could have. Looked
I could
like
have.
Me, maybe.
Maybe we should take off for Columbus Day.
Yeah, I think so.
This will teach him to make us work.
No kidding. But I do want to say thank you to all. There were a lot of AM and the PM people that came by.
I've decided there are about 2 million of them.
I think there are. And a lot of them were at the Florissant Fall Festival yesterday. So thank you all for coming.
Were there other bands or just you?
We were at one section. There was another band, incidentally, over at the Knights of Columbus, which was down the street further. And then something up the street further on. I'm not sure what the bands were. The Rocking Chair Band was the one down the street at Knights of Columbus.
Is that an older music, old people?
I don't know. I don't know what they...
That'd be a good name for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's more Benny Goodman for you.
Yeah. but I was surprised and pleased for all of the AM and the PMers that came out. It was
Let's give
cool.
them a round of applause, yeah. shall we? Well, you never really seem tired. You seem tired today, like you just had a really busy weekend.
I was up late, really late. We had a wedding. We played a wedding on Saturday night in Washington.
Listen to this. Listen to the schedule.
Oh, man.
In Washington, Missouri.
Yeah.
And then...
Step aside, Michael Bublé. This is a schedule.
And then just stayed up late, ended up staying up late, and then we got up and we played
Doing
at 1
what?
O'clock. Well, our drummer, David, came back to my house and stayed. Because he lives in St. Genevieve, so he ended up coming back to my house to stay in Florissant so we could go set up early.
That's how experimentation with homosexuality starts.
Yeah.
That's how it starts. Well, can I stay with you? I live in St. Genevieve. Sure, but I only have one
bed.
Was it
just the two of you?
Yeah, it was. Up late.
That's how it starts.
Well, he took a shower, and then we had a naked tickle fight. And then...
Wow, that's...
And then we went to the Waffle House.
Tickle fight.
We went to the Waffle House, so.
Oh, all right.
So that was it.
Should we close the merch bag? I love closing it with Dan and a naked tickle fight.
Yeah.
Another guy. That's
no
perfect...
need to go any further there.
No. Happy Columbus Day.
Meet.
Okay, as far as traffic goes, we've got problems on the highway so far this afternoon, and it's not just the flooded areas. We have an accident on westbound 70 just near just before 5th Street, and it looks like we've got at least two right lanes, possibly three right lanes blocked, and you are backed up approaching the Blanchet Bridge. We've got another crash that's blocking two right lanes on northbound 270 just north of Dorset. Now, there's not a big backup there. It goes back a little bit south of Dorset, and then things open up after that. Westbound Highway 40, that's jamming up now, approaching Kings Highway out through Bellevue. And then we've got the flooded areas. You know about Highway 55 and 44 being shut down in large directions. You have the traffic is really heavy on eastbound 255 approaching from Highway 55 to Telegraph. Telegraph southbound is a parking lot from Sappington Barracks, and that goes all the way down through Jeffco. And then you've got southbound Lime Ferry from about Forder all the way down to the Merrimack River that's slow. And then you've got the two lanes, one lane in each direction that's open on the bridge, the Merrimack River Bridge at Lime Ferry / Jeffco. And this traffic report is brought to you by Burger King. You like burgers? You like chicken? Then you'll love the new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King, and right now they're just two for $5. The new flame-grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
Hi, it's Paul Harris. I'll be here Thursday morning from McGraw with David Pogue from Yahoo Tech and a proposal on how to fix America's infrastructure.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. Weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Red Brick Roofing, wherever you live. From Berkeley to Belleville to Richmond Heights to Melville. Glendale to Shrewsbury, the Central West End. Sunset Hills to Sula, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
314-645-2000. Aren't you tired of hearing ads that say they're the best, they're the experts, blah, 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 just one unsubstantiated claim after another? Well, here are two substantiated claims that actually mean something if you need roof repair or a new roof. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-900-1139. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-900-1139. That's 1-800-900-1139. 1-800-900-1139.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. Well, we just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform called Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Just go to myfreebod.com and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service while you're losing weight so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Go to myfreebod.com. That's myfreebod.com to get started for free right now.
Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
It's not fair. If you suffer from hearing loss, you have two choices. Wear a hearing aid that makes you look old or miss out on what's going on around you. That's completely unfair. You deserve a better choice. That's why we're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. Call us now, 1-800-500-0409. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may forget you're wearing it too. You deserve to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-0409. That's 1-800-500-0409. 1-800-500-0409.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Did you see Randy Quaid? Randy Quaid
yes.
tried to come back. He sneaked into the United States, and they got him in Vermont, and they're holding him. He's in jail in Vermont. This is the funniest. Did you see a picture of him?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's like a mountain goat.
Yes.
Why would he want to try and come back? Because he knew.
He wants to make everything
yes,
right.
He wants to get all this
he
stuff
He wants to get this
up.
All squared away. Well, from what I hear, there's a mountain of stuff to get fixed.
I heard they were, because they got, I guess, foreclosed on in a house in California.
Yeah, and
but they
just
still
kept
lived,
living
squatted
in it.
Squatted in it and yeah. destroyed a bunch of stuff.
And I don't like that term,
squatting.
They say, well, they were squatting. It makes it sound like they're pooping on the car.
After seeing that picture of Randy Quaid, I bet he squatted
they might have
all over the
on the
house.
Car. Hey, I'd like now to retell, because you just reminded me of this, I will retell the story. And I told you guys this the other day. There was a radio guy in St. Louis, back in the, this would be the 80s, the early 80s. And he was a pretty big deal for a short time. And he was a massive alcoholic. He did a mountain of cocaine, and everybody knew it. And he'd come into the radio station, and lots of times he had not been to bed anywhere. He just was still in the clothes he had on the day before. But he would step into the studio, and as soon as the mic went on, this guy was brilliant. I mean, he was so entertaining. So he gets a job offer in... believe it or not, Ohio, like Cincinnati, Ohio, he's talking about. He's such a drunk and a messed up disaster that he gets the start date wrong of his new job. So he's renting a house, and he tells the landlord he's moving out on this date, but actually he doesn't start till 2 weeks later. I'm not making this up, what I'm about to tell you. He went on and lived in the house. They just shut the water off. The landlord had shut off the water. I don't know if he had electricity, but I know for a fact he didn't have any water. He kept living there for 2 weeks, and the house had three toilets. They had two bathrooms, like a half bath. So what he would do, he just pooped in each one till it filled up. And then he moved to the other one until he filled it up. And it worked out to about 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
And I talked to somebody... whose friend works for a cleaning service that they sent into that house. They said, when you hit the door, you can't imagine what three filled toilet bowls of poop smell like, not to mention what else he might have done. Because a guy who drinks like that probably peed on the carpet, and he's in there 2 weeks living like that.
I don't know how that works with toilet plumbing. Can you just take the toilet out and throw it away without having to empty
no,
it?
No,
I would.
No, because
it'll come out the bottom.
It'll come out the bottom.
Yeah, it'll come out the bottom.
So you got to slide something.
No, you know what? You got to bring the hazmat team in. You have to scoop and literally scoop out that poop with a
or you
can
just burn the house down.
Or light the house on fire, which is what I do.
Or turn the water on and just flush a whole bunch of times.
Oh, no, there's no way.
It wouldn't go down.
This guy was, he's one of those sad, hilarious guys who's such a drunk, but so hysterically funny that you feel bad for him, but you would hate to be around him if he weren't drunk and messed up, because he wouldn't be funny. There was a luncheon in St. Louis, and it was a pretty high level deal. It was ad agencies and a TV station put it on, and they were going to introduce the fall lineup. And he's in the crowd, and they're serving, you know, those little cardboard squares of butter?
Yeah.
And you scrape it off the cardboard, and sometimes they get nice and soft. And that's the best when you can just...
Oh, yeah. Spreadable.
He took his fork, and he scooped them, and he flung it like a... He made a launcher out of it, and he was slinging butter into the hair of women with big hairdos. And they didn't know it because their hair was sprayed so stiff they couldn't feel it. This was the 70s, so they had these sprayed hair. So he was just launching butter chunks. And everybody in this gathering starts to laugh. They actually got him up and escorted him out so that before anybody could realize that butter was in their hair and where it was coming from, because of course the people that employed him were mortified by this guy, so they had to just take him out. If I start this,
it'll just keep going.
It'll just keep going. I'll save the next story, the next great radio story about a guy in the business who didn't care what anybody thought. And sometimes I guess most people would say his behavior was unacceptable. I found it hilarious. I'll save that story for later. We'll do a little Linda World. We'll come back. Jose comes in. Oh, do I have a lot to contribute to Jose's segment. We just finished this morning with my all-new state-of-the-art alarm system at my house. This has been a thing that's been going on for like 6 or 8 months. And we finally, and it's mainly because of my wife, when if something happened, you know, and we had a system, but it was kind of crap, and now we've got this, I'll tell you what this thing does.
And Jose has my laptop, because I think I have a virus on it, so.
Well, if anybody can get it out, he can. Yeah. And I'll tell you about, don't email me and ask me who put the alarm system in. I'm not going to tell you, because I'm not giving them free advertising, but, pretty interesting. Real quickly, I will just tell you that I can pick up my phone, and it tells me any door or window that opened, at what time it opened, what time it was closed, when the alarm was disarmed or armed, what time. And that way, if somebody's working in your house and you let somebody in, like a cleaning person, they go, well, I was there at 2. No, because no door was open till 4:30. You know exactly when somebody came or went. It's pretty slick. Window World. I got all new alarms on the windows, too, and glass breakage and contact sensors and all that stuff. Now, mine are not Window World windows because I don't need yet to have any windows replaced. But a lot of people, when they do, and I mean by that well over 40,000 people in the St. Louis area, when they do, they call Window World. And they call them for four reasons, at least three main reasons. One's the price. $189. Any vinyl, double hung, $189. Okay? Second is lifetime warranty. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Think about that. Lifetime. That's a long time. Lifetime is a long time, if you're lucky. And that's labor, glass breakage, parts, the whole thing. Third is the good housekeeping seal of approval. Not every window has that because not everybody qualifies for the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval because the Good Housekeeping people they're pretty tough. And when they run your product through the ringer, it better pass every test and it better stand up to every claim you make about that product and you don't get the seal. They get it and they get it renewed and renewed and renewed because the product quality has never been lessened, shortened, slighted. Same quality, same price. Going on 11 years now, Window World. There are several reasons it is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. If you want to know more, go to windowworldstlouis.com. Oh, yeah, it's a party. It's a party. Oregon, the third state to legalize marijuana. I'm telling you, in 3 years.
Far out.
You bet. In 3 years. See, this, talking about it makes me, it's like I'm stoned. I would say maximum 5 years, every state in this country will have legalized marijuana. It's going to move through that fast. It just is. And to think about it, this is, at one time, this was, oh my goodness, marijuana, jail, prison.
There are people still in jail, prison for marijuana.
For what is now legal, many of them in three states. We're in possession of an amount that's now legal.
The other day, the guy that was just released, he was in jail for like 20 years of a life sentence for three strikes for marijuana?
Yeah, it was multiple. He had multiple.
First seven days in Oregon, $11 million in marijuana.
But we couldn't use any of that tax money. This country's in fine shape.
Yeah.
We have a couple of people apparently want to talk. I'm going to talk to them. As long as they're calling, here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We start with Bob. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Bob. AM for
no,
Frank.
You're Bob. Yeah, you're Bob.
I'm Bob.
Yeah.
AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You know what you just did, Bob, has always fascinated us because over the years, We've had dozens and dozens of people do that, and I'm just interested what triggers that, where when I say, hi, Bob, and it's happened before, and then the listener goes, hi, Bob, and it's your name. It's interesting to me. What can we do for you, Bob?
I've got a pet peeve.
Well, go.
The Burt segment you guys were talking about, Columbus Day, and how all the kids are off.
Right.
And you went to Waterloo, correct, for a little bit?
2 years. 2 years.
For the last, let's see, my daughter's 11. So for the last 11 years, Waterloo School District goes to school on Veterans Day and are off on Columbus Day.
Well, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's stupid. That's just wrong.
And I do not send my kids, my dad, my uncles, my family, is all in this service, and I refuse to send my child to school on that day.
There you go, Bob. Now, you're sure? I mean, you have a kid who goes to school there?
Yeah, I've had three kids that go to school.
Now, before we call them out on this, maybe other schools are, maybe no school gets out for Veterans Day.
I don't know.
I don't think schools are out for Veterans Day.
No, I don't think they are either. I don't ever remember.
Columbia is off. Depot's off. I mean, the local schools around here, their schools are off on Veterans Day.
And if they're not, they should. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
No,
No. If they're going to send them to school, they should spend the whole day teaching them about what it means to be a veteran and what it means to serve and what World War II people did. And that's what they should do all day in school if they're going to go
to
school.
And I agree.
But I've gone to a school that does that, an elementary school, and they have their dads, their grandparents, everybody come in that's a veteran, and they honor them.
Well, that's fine.
And sing to them and all this stuff, and they have breakfast for them.
But I'll guarantee you what Bob's talking about. I guarantee you they're not doing that in all those classes.
No.
If they're making them go to school on Veterans Day. Yet they're off on the Columbus Day, the day of the guy who was a slave owner and a pedophile.
Yeah. And a killer.
Murderer, pedophile, slave owner. Let's honor him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's all I got for you. It's always aggravated me, and I figured you can talk about it, because LT News never did nothing. Nobody does anything.
We may have to have our people look into this.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Frank.
Our research staff.
We'll put our research people on it, buddy. That is wrong. I mean, off for Columbus Day, but go to school on Veterans Day. I'm for going to school on Veterans Day, learning a little bit.
Yes.
There are so many kids, they don't have any idea. Vietnam, where's that? They don't know. They don't know. They don't have a clue. They should watch Unbroken, which I watched part of again last night, the Louis Zamperini story. This is Marianne. Hello, Marianne. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you guys?
Are we doing great?
Good.
Apparently, we're doing really well.
I have a question and then a comment about pot. Question, first, did you guys finish the talent show?
Talent show is over. We need to contact the winner.
Because you took my phone number but never called me back, and I didn't know if it was over.
That means you didn't win. And
I guess so, yeah.
And, we should have done a better job of saying that it's over. It is over. The ukulele player won.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we need to get a hold of the ukulele player. What else could we do for you?
A quick comment about the pot. Probably not everybody knows it. Pot used to be legal in the United States, and it became illegal sometime during the administration of FDR.
Well, here's
I can't remember if it had something to do with transportation and taxation.
Well,
became illegal.
Here's what else a lot of people don't know is that cocaine was legal, and you could buy cocaine in the drugstore, walk right in and buy it, and Coca-Cola originally had cocaine in it. That's why it's called Coca-Cola.
Well, my mom used to buy Paragoric off the shelf.
I was a kid, I got Paragoric. It was nothing but opium.
Oh, man, that stuff tasted great.
Well, it tasted terrible.
Whoa.
But
No, it tasted great. You put a couple drops of water in it, and if you had nausea, the nausea would be gone. It was good stuff.
Yeah, well, no more. Yeah. Those days are over.
Well, anyway, pot used to be legal, so anyway, it comes around.
Well, I didn't know that. I knew cocaine was. Thank you, Marianne.
Thanks.
As hemp? I wonder if that's what she meant, because I know it was used, as like... a textile, like to make clothing and things like that.
I think she meant smoking. It was legal. Is this who I think it is?
Yes.
Is he? Well, you know what it is. He's not on the air anymore.
I know.
And he has a hunger.
Yes.
A yearning to be on the air.
Now, is this the guy that you were talking about earlier with the house?
No. This is one of the nicest guys.
That's why he's calling. This is a guy. Before he comes, he can't hear me.
No, I don't think so.
He's an ex-radio guy.
Yeah.
And he's one of those guys that you never liked because he was born with one of those voices, mm-hmm. one of those smooth, you know, that easy listening.
Oh, yeah.
So you always hated him for that because he had the voice you wish you had. And now he's not on the air anymore, and he wants to come on here and let people hear him talk. Folks, a former co-worker, the one and only, and it's okay to applaud for, even if you don't know who he is, and most people don't, Jim Cox. Jim, how are you?
Well, my buttons are bursting after that introduction. Thank you.
Well,
I've also been told, though, that I have a face for radio, so, you know.
Wow, Jim, I've never heard. That's a good one. I've never heard that. That's what old guys do.
Right, I know.
They forget. They think that's fresh. They think that's new. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted you guys to know that I am headed south from my daughter and her family live near Joliet, Illinois. And I've been up there on the weekend and headed for home. And I'm north of Springfield, Illinois. You guys are booming in loud and clear.
No, that's impossible because when we had the Cardinals, the naysayers said that we didn't have any signal.
A weak signal.
We had a weak signal. That's impossible.
Yeah, that was terrible. Yeah.
Maybe you're hallucinating or you have the app on or something. So I guess you're going down for your daughter's, what, 70th birthday? I couldn't help it.
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't there a prison in Joliet?
I couldn't help it. The only thing I ever had to use against Jim, because he had this great voice, I had to find something so it was okay. He's older than I am. So I kind of used that.
Latched onto that.
Hey, how's retirement?
Hey, you know what? When you're retired, every day is Saturday.
Yeah, but do you ever miss letting people hear your voice? I mean, do you ever miss it?
I go in the supermarket and start talking, you know, and they say, oh, you're Jim Cox.
Oh, yeah. Sure they do. Sure they do.
You need a price check? Let me handle that. Yeah. Price check, bud.
No, they go back to Jim, hey, sir, you got the time? He goes, it's 8:47, 42 degrees outside.
I don't miss is getting up at 3 o'clock every morning.
No, who would miss that? Are you still an RVer?
I'm sorry, say again?
Are you still doing the RV thing, dragging the...
Oh, no, we traded the dragger, or the draggy. Anyway, the thing we were towing on a 35-foot motorhome about a year and a half ago.
Whoa!
So you still love the RV life?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, let me stop here and say something. You young people thinking about getting into broadcasting, listen to the kind of money mm-hmm. this guy made, that he can now live worry-free, not work, and travel the country in a Reba McEntire tour bus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the RV looks a lot like the one Randy Quaid had in Christmas Vacation.
Well, it could be Randy Quaid's. He needs some money right
now. Yeah.
Jim, anything else that we could do for you? I forgot why you called. Why'd you call? I forgot.
Just to say that we were booming in.
Oh, coming in loud and clear in Springfield, Missouri.
I love listening to you guys. You make me laugh, obviously.
Hey, are you still playing tennis?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'll be playing in the morning.
Unbelievable.
Good for you.
All right. Well, Jim, nice to hear from you.
Hey, the reason I called.
Yeah.
Do you have time for me to tell you the reason I called?
I have one minute. Go ahead.
Okay, we can do that, I think. I think I know the radio personality of whom you were speaking.
Oh, you do. Last initial W.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it okay if I say that he was a marvelous ventriloquist also?
Yes, that's right, he was.
Okay. Now, with all of his negative characteristics, the first winter, the first December that I worked with him would have been 1981. Management said to him, you know, Christmas coming up, and I want you and your dummy. I thought he meant me, but anyway, no.
But anyway...
Yeah, anyway.
You know what? Save the story. Can we call you back? Hang on, because we're out of time. I got 10 seconds. You can't do it justice in 10 seconds. Hang on. Sure. Get his number, Dan. Okay. Take Jim's number. Call me. It's a great story. And a true story about a radio guy in St. Louis who had a venture. I think I know this story. It's a good one.
Meet me.
Okay, as far as the accident on westbound 70 at 5th Street, that has been cleared and traffic is all thinned out between 270 out through 94. They're still working with the crash on northbound 270 north of Dorset. The left lane is blocked. You're backed up to a little bit south of Dorset. The big problem right now is still in the South County area. Some good news, though. They're saying by 5:30, the northbound lanes of Highway 55 should be open. They're still not saying anything about southbound. It's southbound Telegraph is jammed up now from Sappington Barracks. That goes all the way down through Jeffco. It looks like a parking lot there. If you're trying to take 270 slash eastbound 255, you're jamming up from Highway 55 to get off at Telegraph. Southbound Lima Ferry, you're slow from Yeager down through the Merrimack River Bridge. You've got one north and one southbound lane that's open on the Merrimack River Bridge down there, so it's going to be a slow go before this thins out. And then if you're traveling westbound Manchester, you can look for some really heavy pockets, and that goes from Highway 270 all the way past St. Albans up to about 00. This traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at your local club, warehouse, or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Sterco.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Sterco can make your home a safer place. Updating it.
You can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Sterco can add to the character of your home, go to Sterco.net. Sterco.net. Sterco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
What would you do if you could speak Spanish? Have a barbecue with the Spanish-speaking family next door?
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Swap stories with locals on a Costa Rican rainforest safari?
Ah, mira, es maravilloso.
Order your favorite Tex-Mex in Spanish?
Quisiera un burrito de carne, por favor.
Once-in-a-lifetime adventures to everyday moments. If you've always wanted to learn Spanish, to have real conversations with native speakers, now you can. Because Rosetta Stone is letting everyone who calls try an absolutely free demo of its powerful language learning program. Call now, 1-800-514-3354. Fully immersing you in the Spanish language, Rosetta Stone is fast, fun, and easy. Learn on your computer or iPad. Practice on the go with your smartphone at your own pace and at your own convenience. If you've always wanted to speak Spanish, this is your chance with the fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. But don't wait. Call Rosetta Stone now for your free demo. 1-800-514-3355.